Three songwriters have joined forces to produce a song about bravery, seeing the woods from the trees and taking advantage of the clearing in the mist. The song called I Found Strength is the result of a collaboration between Jer O'Donnell from Cratlow, Kilfenora's Katie Theasby and Johnny B. Broderick. I Found Strength has been adopted by Women's Aid to raise funds and awareness, and I'm delighted to say that Jer O'Donnell joins us on Morning Focus now to tell us more about it. Good morning to you, Jer.
Good morning, Alan. How are you?
I'm good. I hope you're keeping well, and thanks for being with us. So,
no problem.
This song, this collaboration, how did it come about? How did yourself and Katie and Johnny join forces?
That's a good question. Okay, I've been writing a good bit with Johnny B for the last couple of years, and you've had a few of our songs there played over the last 12 months on Clare FM, actually. So we've been very lucky where a couple of them have actually got pretty high up in the charts and things like that. So that's been great. But we're very happy with the way we work together. Johnny B, he's really a poet. He comes up with some great ideas and some beautiful turns of phrase. And I take some of those and I move them around and I add some music and see where we go. And sometimes we come across a real gem. And this one was one of my favorite songs that we've done. It might be my favorite one, I think. I'm not sure. To be honest, every time we do a new one, it's my favorite. But the thing with this one is it was one of the first ones we've done where it wasn't really for my voice. I didn't really intend it for my voice, and I wasn't sure who would sing it. And I talked to Johnny about it, and he said, "Look, it has to be Katie Theasby." And I went, "Oh, of course, she would do an incredible job of this. She's got such depth and such a great tone to her vocals. She would do it justice, you know." Hmm. So I talked to Katie. I've played with Katie for many years. Oh God, it must be 20 odd years. So I gave her a call and she was up for it straight away. And yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to ask, I mean, it sounds like, Jer, you've done quite a few songs already in this group. Has it been mostly yourself and Johnny providing the lyrics and you singing and Katie has just come on board for I Found Strength? Or
exactly.
Have the three? Yeah, okay. So it has been mainly yourself and Johnny with you, him providing the lyrics and you doing everything else.
It has, because most of what we've done has been over COVID, really. So it's been me on my own playing all the instruments and doing all the vocals at home, and we've been communicating via email, you know, and phone. So I haven't really had a chance to have other people involved until this song. So we had Katie on vocals here, and we had Limerick's John Daly on drums for this one. He did a lovely job on that. So it was nice to be able to collaborate finally with a couple of people, still safely, but still nice to be able to collaborate.
So, Jer, are you a bit of a, you know, Clare's answer to Prince? You know, he could play 26 instruments. You can pretty much do everything yourself, which is great if you're a solo artist. You don't need to be hiring session musicians or anything like that.
It's very handy, but I'm not half as stylish.
Well, very few are as stylish as Prince now, Jer, let's be honest.
Well, my main instrument, I suppose, would be guitar, maybe flute, and so there's several instruments after that then that I would have a good handle on. I wouldn't claim to be an expert on anything, but I'm able to do what I need to do by myself mostly, and then I could then you know, with the internet being the way it is and everything being accessible, you could get anything. If you want a euphonium played tomorrow on a track, you'll find someone online and they'll play it for you, no problem, and they'll have it recorded professionally. You know, it's an amazing world now when it comes to that kind of thing, and I do that kind of thing for people. I play mostly with double bass, maybe, because that's a rare enough instrument to have. Everyone plays guitar, you know, everyone plays piano, but when it comes to a rarer instrument like that, it's more in demand.
I mean, the way you've been collaborating, as you say, through COVID, I mean, a lot of musicians are collaborating, you know, via Zoom, or, you know, you record by yourself and you send the tracks to another musician who adds their bit to it. I suppose in the modern age, it makes it easier to release music and to put albums out there, and it's easier for people to find. I suppose the downside of that is then you have legal downloading and, you know, musicians giving out about streaming sites and making very little money. But it has certainly made it easier for musicians to record and release and for an audience to hear it.
Exactly. Well, I suppose the problem of the streaming sites has really come to the fore lately, because it wasn't that much of an issue when we were able to tour. So if you had a million hits, we'll just say 100,000 hits on Spotify.
Yeah.
It didn't really matter that you weren't getting paid that much for it overall, because people were listening to you and they were booking tickets. You were getting some income anyway.
Yeah.
But over COVID, you were getting nothing. It was, you know, you were getting your small percentage. If you saw what I get from Spotify or Apple Music, you'd laugh, you know. And then considering the amount of downloads and streams,
is it enough to buy a dinner or a chocolate bar and a cup of coffee?
Maybe a chocolate bar and a cup of coffee. It depends on where you have dinner.
It depends where you have dinner. Yeah, yeah, yeah. If you're going more upmarket, maybe not.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a bit wild now. Yeah, it's hard to believe, but when that translates to ticket sales, it's less of a hit. But it's become more of a hit over the last couple of years for a lot of people. Now I'm luckier than most, but for musicians wise, but yeah, it's been pretty hard for a lot of people, and I'd say there'll be a call for a change to some sort of the streaming platforms. I don't know how it's going to be done, but another day's work.
Yeah, it's a much bigger issue and another day's discussion, as you say. But I mean, you and Katie, and you kind of touched on it briefly at the earlier on, have had your success online. You've had two number ones on iTunes in the past 12 months with Turquoise Inc. and Talk About the Heroes, which is a nice feather in your cap, and it's nice to have in your biography as well.
Oh, and I was, to be honest, I was shocked the first time, and I was equally shocked the second time. Because you know, I'm not Ed Sheeran, or I'm not any big name as far as I'm concerned. So I was amazed to get into the charts at all. When I got to the top 20, I was amazed. So sure, next thing was straight in at number two and number one. So I would never expect that to happen again. But if something like that ever did happen again, I would be equally as shocked again. It's a lovely feeling.
Yeah, I can well imagine, and it's kudos to you on it. So, to go back to I Found Strength, you know, yourself and Johnny decided Katie's voice would be great on it. I've heard it, and it is. It's being released today. Can you tell us how it came about that Women's Aid decided to adopt it as a song to help them raise funds and awareness? Where did that connection come about?
Well, it wasn't the original plan. The original plan was just, you know, because we write a lot of music a lot of the time. We just see what works out nicely. This one, when I recorded it and when Katie's vocal went on, I sent it to Johnny and went, "Oh, this is special." To be honest, it was Johnny's brainchild to have Women's Aid involved. So he contacted them and asked them, "Would they like to take it?" Because you know, it's nice to do these things, and it's such an important service, and not enough people maybe know about it.
Yeah.
Now I wasn't overly clear about exactly what Women's Aid. I didn't even know if there was a Women's Aid in Ireland myself. It's not something that was ever on my radar. And then when I looked into it, I went, "Oh, this is really important," because they say one in four women are affected. By what Women's Aid can help with. That's in Ireland. That's 25%. That's incredible. Huge numbers, and I'm sure not all of those are aware of Women's Aid's existence. So it's nice to, if even if one person picked up the phone and it gave them some help, this is worth doing.
Definitely, and it's a great cause. Women's Aid do great work, and hopefully the song will do great work for them in terms of raising funds. Absolutely. And awareness. And, you know, look, it could be another iTunes number one for yourself and Katie and Johnny as well, which, you know, that wouldn't be bad either.
It wouldn't be bad, but it's very unlikely.
Yeah, hey, you probably said that the last two times.
No, but what's his name? Dermot Kennedy brought out a new song today, so I'd say he'll be stuck at number one for quite a while, or at least he'll be battling it out with Ed Sheeran, and that's okay too. They're the big guns.
Yeah. Look, I'm sure yeah. Dermot didn't mean it, but I'm sure he would like to see you go to number one just this once.
I'm sure he would.
Well, look, I mean, you've been very pleased, and we can tell you're very proud of I Found Strength and how it worked out between yourself, Katie, and Johnny. Has this led to plans for further collaborations, maybe on a couple of more tracks that you'll release on iTunes, or maybe even an album further down the road?
Oh, absolutely. The plan is for an album, and for an album in the next few months. So we'll hopefully have Katie on board for some of those tracks. To be honest, I have wanted to do an album with Katie for the last 20 years, and this might be the catalyst to do just an album with Katie.
I hope you haven't been consistently asking her for the last 20 years. I mean, well, you deserve a medal if you're for perseverance anyway.
Only once a week.
Only once a week. You finally wore her down.
It's just, you know what, it's one of these things that's just never happened.
Yeah.
No, I think we might have a catalyst here, and we might it might egg us on to do a little bit more, because there are quite a few songs that have been written in the last while on my end, so their vocals need to be put down. So we'll see what suits and what doesn't. But there's very little that doesn't suit Katie. She's an incredible folk singer, but then she can sing like reggae and blues and like nobody else. It's amazing. So it's great to hear her sing.
Okay, well, I Found Strength, as I say, released today. It'd be easy enough for people to find. It's available on iTunes.
Mm-hmm. It's available on all the platforms, and it's on my Facebook page and Ger O'Donnell on Facebook, and it's on Instagram, and I haven't quite got to Twitter yet, but it's Instagram and Facebook, you'll find it there, and if you just go to iTunes and type in I Found Strength, Katie Theasby, which is a Theasby, and Ger O'Donnell. So that's our song there. You'll find it on, I think, every platform that's available. So it can't be that hard to find.
Great.
So
just before I let you go, Ger, I'm sure you're looking forward to the return of live gigs, not just from putting some money in the coffers point of view, but just that thrill and connection that a musician gets from playing in front of a live audience.
Absolutely. I was okay with it for the first while. I was really enjoying the home time, but now I want to get back to work, and I want to get playing live. You know, I really want to do that, because I've had a lot of tours and a lot of concerts cancelled over the last, oh, how many months are we now?
16 or 17 or something long like that.
So we're looking at now. Realistically, we're looking at a January tour. So it'll be a solo tour in January, and it'll be an Irish tour. I've stuff planned for Germany and everything in the next couple of years, and a few other tours, but they're not concrete yet. But we will have dates released for the January tour within the next few weeks.
Fantastic.
So we'll give this song an airing first, and then we'll look at the tour.
Well, we're going to do that now. And listen, Ger, congratulations on the song. Hope it does well for you, Katie, and Johnny, and in particular for Women's Aid. Absolutely fantastic. And hopefully we'll get to see you live in 2022. Ger O'Donnell, thanks for joining us. And we're going to play I Found Strength now.
Thanks, Alan. Talk to you soon.
Thanks very much, Ger. And this is the song, which is from Ger O'Donnell and Katie Theasby, with lyrics from Johnny B. Broderick. And it has been adopted by Women's Aid to raise funds and awareness, and is available today from all the relevant platforms. It's called I Found Strength.
lessons, stolen innocence, and the blindness all was mine.
Absolutely fantastic, isn't it? That is I Found Strength from Ger O'Donnell and Katie Theasby, with lyrics courtesy of Johnny B. Broderick, and that is available on all platforms from today, and will be raising funds and awareness for Women's Aid.